Welcome to North Christian Church's audio blog. I'm Pastor Ed Collins, the author of this blog. This week's blog, dated May 6th, 2022, is titled Retirement from Work. What does the Bible say? I can't wait to retire. How many times have you heard someone utter those words? They often come at the end of a hard day's work, right? What does the Bible have to say about retirement from work? The answer is nothing. In fact, it appears the Bible never suggests anyone ought to stop working. I believe most Americans would benefit from a quick trip to a third world country where people work until they are utterly incapable, bedridden, or dead. Why do these people work so long? Because they have to in order to eat. So if they can do it, couldn't anyone, technically speaking? I mean, might we say that people retire because they want to, not because they have to? Or better yet, might we say that some people can afford to, financially, so they seize the opportunity? I think these are fair assumptions. Some might argue, I've worked hard my whole life so I could retire. That's a stupid thing to say, honestly. What that person's really saying is, I've taken the God-given gift to make money and hoarded enough of it so that I can maximize my selfish living, which isn't even biblical. Did I just offend you? If so, keep reading, because this blog has very little to do with your money. Interestingly, a quick survey of human history shows that retirement, as most define it, cessation from work altogether, is a relatively new concept. It seems to have become popular around the same time industrialization gained footing in the U.S., where 3 8-hour shifts comprised a full 24-hour day, the impetus being that factories could run around the clock. Here's a blog worth reading. Click on the link. All blog titles referenced in this one are links, by the way. 40 hours a week. Says who? It turns out that, like the celebrated 40-hour work week, retirement from work is an invention of man, not God. Ever heard the saying, idle hands are the devil's playground? Well, quote, idle hands are the devil's workshop. Idle lips are his mouthpiece. Proverbs 16:27, the Living Bible. Am I writing this blog to irritate so-called retirees? Possibly, but that'll only happen if you're clinging to a perverted notion of retirement. I'm simply challenging doctrines that have been invented by man and somehow accepted as godly. I think the better way to think about retirement is the way the Bible describes it. Duh. For starters, Holy Scripture doesn't encourage anyone to stop working. In fact, it states just the opposite. The closest I could find on the topic of retirement is in the Old Testament. In addition, I had to go to another translation, I typically use the ESV, to find the word, quote, retirement. Numbers 8:23-26 in the NIV reads, the Lord also instructed Moses, the Levites are to begin serving in the tabernacle at the age of 25. And are to retire at the age of 50. After retirement, they can assist with various light duties in the tabernacle, but will have no regular responsibilities. While a Levite was to retire from a specific duty at the age of 50, they were never called to retire from work altogether. In fact, they received instructions to simply change to jobs more suitable to their physical and/or mental abilities. Was it a less esteemed job? Possibly, but why should that matter? Over the years, God the Holy Spirit has had a lot to say about work. Here's an excerpt from the blog I referenced earlier, 40 Hours a Week, Says Who? Quote, you see, the amount of hours you work as unto the Lord has nothing to do with your resultant happiness. Only the time clock oriented person would construe this statement as a license to work even less. As a matter of fact, if your perspective is godly, the work itself becomes a thing of joy. Your work has purpose. Quote Ephesians 6, 7 to 8, with good will render service as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that whatever good thing each one does, this he will receive back from the Lord, whether slave or free. End quote from the blog. Here's an excerpt from the blog God the Holy Spirit had me write titled, Work is Work. Quote, disappointment is nothing more than failed expectations. How many disenchanted workers do you know? I know a lot. It's a plague that doesn't need to exist. A simple change in perspective is the remedy. Once a person accepts that work is work, then they are no longer disappointed with the endeavor. They might even begin to enjoy the idea of being productive to the benefit of themselves and their families, and for believers, to the glory of God. Colossians 3:22-24 reads, bondservants, obey in everything those who are your earthly masters, not by way of eye service as people pleasers, but with sincerity of heart, fearing the Lord. Whatever you do, work heartily, as for the Lord, and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ. End quote from the blog. Here's an excerpt from the blog God the Holy Spirit had me write titled, Oh, They Like to Work. Quote, here's what the Bible teaches us. The, quote, liking part of working hard comes after we accept that God wants us to work hard. When we obey Him, He blesses us with a joy that transcends the work itself. In the back of our minds, we cling to the simple fact that it's the right thing to do. The driving factor isn't that we like to work, it's that we like the Lord. Liking doesn't drive the hard work. Rather, the hard work drives the liking. The prior is worldly viewpoint, the latter is godly. Ecclesiastes 10:10 reads, if the iron is blunt and one does not sharpen the edge, he must use more strength, but wisdom helps one to succeed. End quote from that blog. One more excerpt from a blog the Holy Spirit inspired me to write titled, Work Hard, Enjoy Your Own Bread. Quote, I haven't found a single verse in the Bible that states every person will work a job that, quote, suits their tastes. The last time I checked, statistics say that 85% of the population would rather be working another kind of job. What makes those unwilling to work so special? Why do most believers I know that aren't working fall into the wrong camp on this? Where did their sense of entitlement come from? It certainly wasn't from God. Having a job, any job, is a grace gift. There are millions of people out there who want to work, who want to earn a living, yet cannot find a job, any job. Then there are those who read newspapers full of jobs that skim right over them because their self-esteem is tied to their work. Oh, they say, I could never do that kind of work. Why not? Good, honest work isn't always that hard to find. It may not be a dream job, but if you perform your duties as unto the Lord, then the Bible says you ought to eat and be merry. Some need a big old reality check so they can do themselves and the rest of us a big favor and get their priorities straight. Who are they living for, anyways? Work hard, enjoy your own bread. If you think my words here are harsh, too bad. Take it up with God. I've got too many friends and family busting their humps out there, some with highly esteemed jobs, some without. And in every and any case, when their heart is right on this, the job doesn't matter because their self-esteem is locked into their relationship with Jesus Christ. End quote from that blog. So you tell me, based on the above rather small sampling of what the Holy Spirit's been saying over the years about work, what say you about retirement from work? Have you adopted the world's definition of retirement? Have you been working hard at a different job ever since, whether paid or not? According to the Bible, it's acceptable to retire from one job. However, it never says we ought to stop working. It's a privilege to labor as unto the Lord. As I read Holy Scripture, this means working diligently until the day you die, factoring in physical and mental abilities, of course. The Bible is adamant about this topic. If you're still breathing, you have the ability to accomplish something good for the kingdom of God. For the record, resourcefulness comes in a variety of formats. Maybe you're a bundle of energy. Great, go use it to help someone in need. Maybe God gave you an abundance of IQ. Super, go help someone figure out how to do something that's stumped them. Maybe you do have a knack for making money. Go make more and give to your church, your community, or those in need. Do you see a pattern here? Where in God's good name are we ever called to sit still and, quote, enjoy our retirement, living the remaining years of our lives selfishly and entitled? If one job ceases, eagerly look for whatever God has in store for you next. Given the right perspective, why would anyone want to retire? If you're exhausted from working for yourself, then work for the benefit of others. Just don't ever stop. Keep giving yourself to good labor. 2 Corinthians 9, 6-11 reads, "The point is this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each one must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that having all sufficiency in all things at all times, you may abound in every good work. As it is written, he has distributed freely, he has given to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. He who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way to be generous in every way, which through us will produce thanksgiving to God." Thanks again for listening. If you enjoyed this, please visit us at nccdighton.org. That's nccdighton.org. Until next time, God bless and have a wonderful day in God's matchless grace.